You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Eden Burns with Beat the Chart. We've got Eden in the studio and Sam Harmony. We're going to have a chat shortly and give away a Laneway ticket. So stick around, you're on BFM Breakfast. This is Beat the Chart by Eden Burns. We've got Eden in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you up here.
You guys
literally walked in and brought the sun, which is very nice.
Wow.
Good stuff. Hello, Sam Harmony as well. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm a little bit tired. I've been setting up laser beams last night.
Very sick. Is this laser beams for Eden's show or for a different thing that you're doing
it's
in your life?
It's for Eden's show. It's been, Eden had a vision that he wanted to bring to life.
Yeah, I wanted to have a big iPhone hologram playing TikToks.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't quite worked.
Well, don't ruin it. It might.
Hologram TikToks is the future of club nights.
Yeah, I'm
into it. Welcome both of you to the studio. Eden, you are playing a show tonight at an all-nighter, it's going to be mean, at Neck of the Woods. And you've also just been announced as one of the local artists on the Laneway lineup.
Yes.
Congrats, how are you feeling?
Thank you. Bloody good.
Yeah, bloody good.
I'm very excited.
And Sam, you're part of the brains behind the Laneway lineup. How are you feeling about having this in the world?
I am so pumped about it because it's a bit stressful when it's finished and it can leak at any point. Then you're like, please don't let it get out there.
Just want to be able to celebrate it in this in the way it should be.
And also, it's nice to see everyone's excitement for it, which is really cool. Like, for example, there's an Ama Piano Brothers, the Brotherhood DJs, who are another local set of DJs, who did a big post about it yesterday, and it said they didn't believe in us, but we believed in us, and, I just love that. I love because they are awesome. I'm really excited for them, and Eden, obviously.
Totally. I think people are excited as well because it's such a fixture of summer here in Tamaki Makaurau, and I think having it return feels a little bit like things going back to quote unquote normal, obviously with a few world changes, but it's nice to see, you know, festy season coming back in a good way.
Yeah,
I agree. And also, like for Eden, for example, he's just been on, I mean, what have you been doing?
I've just got back from Europe.
What has that been like? I've been sort of following along on the internet a little bit, seeing your dates pop up and stuff. What have you been doing over there, Eden?
Just playing gigs. It's been great. Yeah. A bit stressful. But
I was going to say, how has that been? Because it is still a weird world to be out there trying to get stuff done and not get sick and all that stuff. How was the whole process for you?
Great. I still actually haven't caught COVID.
Touch wood. Nice
crazy.
One.
Yeah.
That's a really good, really good effort.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's good. And I think, over there, things seem to be pretty normal.
Yeah. What was your best, or one of your best moments? Because I feel like when you go overseas, it takes a while to process what you've just kind of come out of. But what has been some of those highlights for you?
I think it's all a bit of a blur, but Lithuania.
Lithuania?
I was playing on a beach there.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Sick. And there was lots of friends as well. So that was good. And then stopped off in Bali, and that was probably one of the best gigs. As well.
That's the way you said that is just so casual. Like, oh yeah, Lithuania. Oh yeah, Bali. Just like that was pretty good, I reckon.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it is a bit of a blur.
How did you end up on this kind of international circuit? What sort of led to that?
So Public Possession, who the label I release with, they sorted it all.
They are a great label. Put out a lot of really good stuff, support a lot of really awesome artists.
Yeah. A lot of New Zealand artists as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're based in Munich, so I guess they've got all the connects for Europe.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
You're too humble, Eden.
Thank you.
They are a super cool dance label. I mean, being a dance music promoter, I've known about them for years, so when Eden got a release on them, it was like, wow. But then he put out like 8 records in the space of 2 years with them.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you've been so prolific over the last couple of years, Eden. When do you get the time to sleep? What is the process for making your music? Do you just do it 24/7? How does it kind of come about?
I don't know. I could be sitting on the couch in bed.
Yep.
Just have a wee play on my laptop and then
suddenly you got a song.
Yeah.
Boom.
Nice. Yeah, they are. They always hit. They always make their way onto the top 10 here.
Thank you. I think a lot of it was made in lockdown as well. So like some of these songs are only just coming out.
It must be nice to experience those lockdown tracks live then as well. How's that been?
Yeah. It's a weird one. I guess I made the tracks sort of thinking, okay, what do I want to hear in a club? And then now that I can go to a club, maybe my... my taste has changed a bit, or I'm a bit influenced and starting making different stuff.
That's cool. That's exciting. A new chapter, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, we've been enjoying this chapter as it's unfolded. Weird metaphor I'm going for there, but it's all sounding very good. Tonight's going to be heaps of fun. Tell us a wee bit about what people might be able to expect from your all-nighter.
I really don't know, actually. Yeah, it's a tricky question.
A good boogie?
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun, yeah.
Lots of fun. As a promoter, I will guarantee fun.
Sam's staking his reputation on lots of fun.
Yeah, I will stake my reputation on that. I mean, it will be really... we were there for a long time last night making sure it will look buzzy.
Cool. Yeah. That sounds very
good.
And
TikToks.
And TikToks. Yeah. We like that. TikToks on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Well, not on the dance floor. You can just watch them and dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear a little bit more about Laneway. Who are you excited for, Sam? I know you've spent a long time on this process. Mm. What's some of the highlights for you, personally speaking?
I mean, I'm really pumped to see Phoebe. And I think also being her first ever show in Aotearoa is going to be it's going to be wild, I think.
The girlies have been waiting, and I'm personally ready. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's been such a long time coming, and, you know, her first big record's like 5 years old.
Yeah.
She could have easily come here then and was huge and could have done a big show, and she's only gotten bigger since then, and I just think on Laneway it'll be just massive. I'm also really pumped to see Ernie Bell play.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
I just think in the park, that'll just be magic. And yeah, I guess for me, it's kind of when you think about booking the lineup, you're kind of trying to imagine where they'll fit on the bill and what time of the day and how it will come together. And
yeah.
for me, Laneway, it's kind of a different experience to the punter because I'm generally walking around. I catch like snippets of the show because doing stuff. But just like seeing it all take place and like, for me, it's about the day itself. So
yeah.
All the sets are important. They're, like, and this is my hottest tip I can give anyone is if you come into Laneway and you've paid your money, like, come as early as you can possibly manage to get there. Because literally it's the nicest place to hang out. But even when there's nobody there at the start, you can chill under a tree and listen to some absolutely kick-ass music and chill with your friends, and it just feels nice. And also the people watching is A+.
It is A+. Bring sunblock, always a good thing. Bring a hat, always a good thing.
Sunblock, water, take some chills, take some breaks. There's lots of space to hang out in the park. That's the great thing about the site.
Yeah, it's so gorgeous. Mm. Eden, tonight is going to be awesome. Laneway is going to be awesome. Thanks for coming in to have a chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks as well, Sam. Always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
If tickets for tonight, are there still some available?
There is some. There won't be too many by the time we open the doors, and I do recommend getting a pre-sale because otherwise we'll hurt you on the door. That's our policy.
Okay. So what's the... What's the place to go?
You go to Under the Radar and you can get a ticket.
Excellent stuff. Well, this is Hand on the Chart, the pad version. Eden, thanks again.
If you
want to go to Laneway, I have got a ticket to give away, so you can text us now on 5395 with your name, your B card number, and I want to hear who you're excited to see. And if you're excited to see Eden, that might be a bonus point for you. All right, lots of texts coming in for this Laneway prize. Should we do a desk drum roll, do you reckon, Zoe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, nice flourish at the end
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Megan. You have won yourself a single pass to go to Laneway. You've said you're very excited to see Eden Burns, as we all are. I'm very excited to see Eden play on a Laneway stage. If you want to see Eden play tonight, grab a ticket before they all fly out the door for the Neck of the Woods show. It's going to be awesome. There are going to be lasers. It's going to be a good time. So grab your tickets. And thanks again to Eden for popping in and having a chat, and Sam Harmony as well, who's been working hard on sussing that Laneway situation so we can all have a good time in the park in the summer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.